We are continuing our theme of this 9:30 hour of seeking the lost, doing what we can to reach out to those around about us who were lost and teach them the gospel, find those who are searching for the truth, and doing what we can to result in the salvation of lost souls. A couple of weeks ago, I introduced the concept of social media, and you and I as Christians making use of social media for the furtherance of the gospel. The Great Commission is to go into all the world, to preach the gospel to every creature. In the first century, that required the 12 apostles to literally walk or ride on animals or to ride in ships to go to various places as the gospel spread to Judea, Samaria, and then to the outer regions of the world. Today, you and I can sit on our couch in our house, and with a device that fits in the palm of our hand, we can go all over the world instantly. And there are various platforms on social media that allow us not just to be consumers of what is on the internet, but to provide content on the internet, on social media. We talked about that. We talked about influencers, those who are on social media who have a lot of followers, and how they influence others to buy certain products or to live certain ways, to do certain things. And you and I need to consider the real possibility of becoming influencers for the gospel on social media. We talked last week about some simple things that we can do with social media, or 2 weeks ago, some simple things that we can do with social media. Very easy. We're starting out as we're talking about things we can do to seek the lost. We're starting here with the most basic, the easiest things that we can do. We can share media posts from the Knollwood congregation. We have an account on Facebook. We have an account on Instagram. We have a YouTube channel. We can share that as Mike puts notices out. We can share those and pass those along. We can direct people to the website. You can put the church's website as your signature on your emails that you send out. Make that automatic. You can direct people there with your various platforms, your accounts on the various social media platforms. Post something positive about what happens here at Noel. I don't know. You look back over the month of March, did anything positive happen here at Knollwood at all in March? Man, it's been a month for the record books, has it not? Yes, we can post some positive things about the church here. Announce upcoming events, gospel meeting coming up very quickly, and post something about your daily Bible reading. We always encourage daily Bible reading here, but we don't make it a formatted thing. It's something that we do on our own, but as you're doing your daily Bible reading, if you notice a verse that makes an impact on you, share that. Put that verse out there. These are just a handful of ways that you and I can start using social media in a positive way for the cause of Christ. Now, as I wrap that up, I said that there are some rules that we need to follow in using social media. Now, in general, the only rule that you have in social media is don't violate the criteria of the platform that you're using, or you're going to get thrown in Facebook jail, or you're going to get your account suspended, or something like that. So there are rules to social media, but by and large, you can post what you want to post. You can say what you want to say because it's about you. But if your goal is to win people to Christ, there are some rules that you need to follow. There are some pitfalls that you need to avoid. There are some things that you need to have in mind as you are engaging with people on social media if your goal is to win them to Christ. And we're going to talk about that this morning. The first thing I want us to consider, and again, we're wanting to be effective influencers for the gospel. So here's some common sense rules. Number one, be real. When you're on social media, be real. Be who you really are. There is that this phenomenon of social media has created two worlds that we live in. There is the real world that we're in right here, right now. We're in each other's physical presence. But there is the virtual world out there. And a lot of times those two worlds are different. And people are different in each world. Don't be like that. Be real as you are posting on social media. Be yourself. Be a genuine person. Post about things that interest you. Don't walk away from a sermon like this and say, you know, unless you're posting about the Bible or about the church, you're sinning on social media. Every post has got to be about the Bible or the church. No, that's not what I'm saying. That's not going to make you an effective influencer for the gospel. Be a real person. If your favorite college basketball team makes it to the Elite Eight 2 years in a row, go ahead and post about that if you're excited about that. If your favorite college football team finally crawls out of the cellar of their conference and they win a bowl game, post about that. I'm a Razorback fan. People know that. If you have a hobby that you enjoy, post about that. I do that on my account. I know that many of you do as well. Pictures of your family, pictures of where you go on vacation. Post about those things. Talk about current events. Make comments about current events. I don't think we need to hear about Will Smith anymore. But other events that are going on, let people know what you're thinking about those things. What's that going to do? That's going to allow the people in the virtual world to know that you are a real person, that they can relate to you. How is that helpful? Remember with the last point we made in the previous lesson that if you're posting about your daily Bible reading, that's telling people out there that you read your Bible and they're going to put that knowledge away somewhere. They're going to take that fact and they're going to put it back somewhere. If I ever have a question about the Bible, here's someone that I can ask. And oh, by the way, they're a real person. So they're approachable. You see what you're doing? As you do that, you are letting people know you're a real person, that you're approachable, you know something about the Bible. When they reach a point in their life, they've got questions, they're going to come to you. So be real when you're posting on social media. But along with that, we need the reminder, don't be a hypocrite. What's the number one charge that's leveled against so-called Christians and so-called churches? They're watching, they're looking, and when they can, aha! There are a bunch of hypocrites over there. So don't be a hypocrite. Don't post, don't share, don't like things on social media that faithful Christians shouldn't share, shouldn't post, and shouldn't like. Don't share memes that have profanity in them. Don't like things that are promoting alcohol consumption. Don't like movies and TV shows that are filled with profanity or filled with sexual scenes or other things that cause it to be rated R, rated PG. Stay away from those things. I mean, I'm on social media sometimes and I'm scrolling through and I see something that a Christian has posted and it's like, what are they thinking? That says anti-gospel, that's as anti-Christ as anything anyone who is a Christian could post. So use some common sense. We talked about that the fact that Jesus says that we are the salt of the earth. The salt of the earth. In Luke chapter 14, this is Luke's account of our Lord's teaching on the salt of the earth. It's also found in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5. But in Luke chapter 14, verses 34 and 35, salt is good, but if the salt has lost its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land nor for the dunghill, but men throw it out. He who has ears to hear, let it hear. What does that mean? Christian, that is your master, that is your Savior telling you to protect your reputation and your influence. And if we're posting things or we're showing pictures or we're liking things that are worldly, that are ungodly, there goes our salt. There goes our influence. So you work hard through your life to make your reputation. Work hard to preserve your reputation. Be very careful about the things that you like and the things that you comment on, the things that you share on social media. So be real, but don't be a hypocrite. Be a real Christian. Be a real person. Don't be offensive on social media, either on purpose or even accidentally. We have a saying, you need to think before you speak. Well, you need to reread before you hit submit or send or whatever it is that you hit to post, whatever it is that you post on social media. You need to take a look at it. You need to read it through other people's eyes, not just yourself. Well, again, there are no rules to social media. You can put out whatever you want to, but if you're wanting to influence people for Christ, you need to have that filter turned on. And you need to be able to read your thing, your post, your comments, through the eyes of other people. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, Paul was one of those apostles that Jesus sent into all the world to go and to make disciples of all the nations. And here is a rule that Paul followed. And it'd be a real good rule for you and I as we're trying to influence people for Christ on social media. Verse 19, for though I am free from all men, let's pause right there, though I can post whatever I want to post, and I can say whatever I want to say, though I am free from all men, I have made myself a servant to all that I might win the more. Notice that. That's his goal, to win people to Christ. And to the Jews, I became as a Jew, that I might win the Jews. What does that mean? That means Paul didn't act in a way that was offensive to the Jews. If he could help it, he wasn't offensive to the Jews, so he could win the Jews. To those who were under the law, as under the law, that I might win those who were under the law. He tried not to be offensive to those who were observing the law of Moses. To those who were without law, that is, Gentiles, as without law, not being without law toward God, but under law toward Christ. Let's keep a hold of that, under law toward Christ. Yeah, social media has its rules, but God has His rules too. And His rules apply when you're on social media. So you're under law to Christ, that I might win those who are without law. To the weak I became as weak, that I may win the weak. I become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. Now this I do for the gospel's sake, that I may be partaker of it with you. Paul did his best not to be offensive to others. He going so far as denying himself of certain rights. You and I need to have that same mind. What's the goal? To win some. What does that mean? That means that I'm not going to say everything that's on my mind on social media. Think about politics. We are living in a time in our country in which this nation is more polarized than we have ever seen it in our lives. And you know why? Social media is throwing the gasoline on that flame. Social media has played an enormous role in the polarization of this nation, getting people to attack each other back and forth. And we have our political stances. If you have one, that's good. If you don't really care about it, that's fine. But think about this. If you post something on your Facebook account or your social media account, or you forward something or you like something that is bashing another political party and making the people who are followers of that political party, adherents of that political party, look like they're dumb and they need to be forced to see things my way or they need to just go away, you know what you've done? You've taken roughly half of the people that you're trying to influence for Christ, and you can just write those people off right now. You just tuned them out. If that is your post, and then your next post is, come and join us for a Bible study this Sunday morning, they're going to say, no thank you. Now, it's all right to have your political beliefs. And it's all right for you to vote, to voice those. But if you're trying to win people for Christ, if that is the goal, don't be offensive. You may want to rethink the things you're liking, the things you're posting, if it's automatically writing off half of the population. Don't attack people's politics. Don't insult where people are from. I had a great time last week in Shelbyville, Tennessee. But during that week, I was called a Yankee more times than I ever have been in a gospel meeting. And I don't know where they got that from. They heard me talking. But if I wasn't such a nice guy, that would be offensive. So don't offend where they're from. Don't offend their education. Don't offend their occupation. We need to be very careful about that. Again, we're trying to win people for Christ. And offending people right off the bat, that's not the way to win people to Christ. So you're wanting to influence people. Don't be offensive. Before you hit submit, before you send it, read it through in other people's eyes and make sure you're not being offensive. And also, most social media platforms I'm aware of allow you to go back and edit what you have submitted or delete it altogether. Nothing wrong with that. If you find out, yep, you've made a mistake, go in there and fix it. Do that. Fourth, don't be argumentative or judgmental on social media. That has a place. It has a place, and I believe it has a place in the life of a Christian. Paul and Barnabas in Acts chapter 15, they argued vigorously with the Judaizing teachers. So it has a place, but not on social media where you're trying to influence people for Christ. In the book of Colossians at chapter 4, Colossians chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. Colossians 4, verses 5 and 6. Walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, that is, unbelievers. Walk in wisdom. Be wise in how you interact with them, how you present yourself to them, redeeming the time. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. It's not a matter of you can't answer, but you need to know how to do it. Starting your post about the upcoming gospel meeting with, if you're not a member of the Church of Christ, you're going to hell, isn't going to be very successful. It isn't going to be very influential. It's going to turn people off. Know how to say it. Know how to post it. Don't argue with people online. If you have started a post and there's some discussion going and someone takes it over by becoming argumentative, guess what? You can delete that submission. It's your post. You can take it off and you can tell them, you know what, let's you and I talk about this privately, but we're not going to do it online. I have yet to meet the person who tells me I was won to Christ because of a mile-long debate that was going on social media. That doesn't work. That doesn't work. So don't be argumentative. Don't be judgmental. Be yourself. Stand up for the truth. But you and I can do that without, we can contend for the faith without being contentious. We need to learn how to do that. Here's something else that's very difficult for us preachers to do. Be brief. Be brief. Not only was I called a Yankee last week, but after my third sermon, I had a little three-year-old girl come up to me after services, and she tugged on my pants leg, and she said, "How can you talk so long?" I said, "I don't know, but you listen very well." And her mom was about three pews behind her, melting into the floor. We had a fun week. Be brief on social media. Social media is not the place for you to post your 30-page dissertation about premillennialism or Calvinism or whatever other ism you're writing about. There is a place for that on the internet. And if you want, provide a link to it on social media. There was a day when a lot of people read their newspapers. And a lot of times when people got a newspaper, they would scan through and they would look at the headlines. And when they found a headline that was interesting, then they would take the time to read that article. On social media is where you put the headlines. People are scrolling through. They're looking for the headlines, not necessarily the long article. Think about it this way. A billboard. A message on a billboard has to be short, because the letters have to be big enough to be read, and it has to be short enough to read before you pass it. Think about that when you're posting on social media. Now, yes, there's a place to put some long comments, and if people want to, they'll read those comments. But for the most part, you're wanting to influence people for Christ, for good. You're wanting to put some positive in there to overcome the negative. Keep it short. Keep it brief so as people are scrolling through, they can find the little nuggets, the little gems that you put in there. Instead of putting a whole chapter in, put in a proverb. Think about it that way. Shorter is always better on social media. Doesn't mean you can't post something long. Doesn't mean you can't put a video on there. But for the general rule, shorter is better. So some of us preachers need to work on being brief. We all need to work on that. We need to remember that. Shorter is going to be better on social media. And finally, use pictures if you can. Social media is a visual medium. It's not just for putting text up there. You are competing. When you put something on social media, you are competing with about a billion people, over a billion users. So put something on there that's going to catch someone's attention. If they're just seeing text, they're just going to scroll through. But if there's a picture up, well, they're going to slow down. They're going to notice that. So find a meme that's got a Bible verse on it that you want to share. Instead of just putting the verse in there, find a meme and post that meme on there. Or post a picture as a link to an article or something that you would like to draw someone's attention to. I know on Facebook, there's an option of putting background on the text that you write in. So pick a background, something colorful, something visual, something that's going to get people to stop scrolling and look at what you have. That's how to be effective on social media. So these are just a few rules. We can expand on these, of course. But these are some common sense rules for being a Christian, common sense rules for trying to influence others for Christ, and some rules for how social media works and how to make the most of you posting on social media. I want you to think about, take this study, take the one we had a couple of weeks ago, as we're talking about reaching the lost. We're starting here with the very easiest thing that we can do. The very easiest thing we can do is sit on our couch and pick up our device and put in some Bible verses, share some posts, direct people to the church, to our website. That's the easiest thing to do, very least we can do. I want you to think seriously about being a social media influencer for Christ. Doesn't mean you're going to end up with a million plus followers. Doesn't mean you're going to get endorsements. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about saving lost souls. We're talking about making a connection with people out there in that virtual world, that there is someone in the real world who can help them to find their Savior, who can help them to find the truth, and who is giving them something positive to counter all the negative that they are seeing on social media all the time. You and I can do that. We can't put input on the television or in the movies, but we can very much provide the content for social media. So let's do that, but let's do it in a responsible way. Let's do it in a way that glorifies God. Let's do it in a way that causes us to be the most effective in spreading the gospel to others. So I want you to think about that and think about what you can be doing. And by the way, there are a lot of you who are doing that already. And I appreciate that. Keep it up, and let's keep going. Let's keep this good roll that we're on. Let's keep it going. Let's have a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we are thankful that we live during this time in human history, that we have the blessings, that we have the technology, but we're also thankful that we have the challenge that comes with our age of making the best use that we can of this technology. Help us to be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves when it comes to using social media. Help us to protect and preserve our reputation and to purposefully do what we can and use social media in a way that will glorify your name and that will draw others unto their salvation through your Son, Jesus Christ. Forgive us where we fail you, and give us wisdom to serve you more faithfully and more zealously. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're dismissed to our classes.